doing the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Thursday, March the 2nd, 2017. I'm Mike Clifford. In focus on our nationwide rundown, multiple reports indicate the Obama White House took action to preserve evidence of possible Trump-Russia contacts. Questions about immigration and infrastructure in the wake of the president's address to Congress. And if you're feeling stressed about politics, guess what? Doctors have concerns, too. Topping our news, the New York Times reports the Obama administration spent much of its final days in office in an effort to preserve evidence related to the investigation into possible contacts between associates of then-President-elect Trump and Russians. The Times also reports British and Dutch authorities had provided information describing meetings in European cities between Russian officials and Trump associates. Trump reportedly repeated his denial to the Times that his campaign had any contact with Russian officials. Meantime, the Washington Post reports Attorney General Jeff Sessions had multiple contacts with the Russian ambassador during the campaign, and Sessions did not disclose those contacts during his confirmation hearings. In California, immigrant rights groups say they're puzzled and want more details after President Trump sent conflicting signals about immigration on Tuesday.
First, the president reportedly told a group of news anchors that he's open to some sort of compromise that potentially would allow undocumented immigrants who have not committed a serious crime to gain legal status but not citizenship. Then he made no mention of it in his speech to Congress later that night. Polo Morales with the Coalition for Humane Immigrant Rights says he takes everything Trump says with a grain of salt.
We've heard a lot of things from this administration all throughout the campaign, where it's not really clear on what type of compromise bill he's talking about. The only legislation that we see that is a positive one at this point is the Bridge Act, but that hasn't moved and we haven't heard anything about it.
The Bridge Act would give legal status to certain people who were brought to this country as children. Trump, in his speech to Congress, focused on enforcement, not reform. He announced the creation of a new office called VOICE, which stands for Victims of Immigration Crime Engagement, that would highlight crimes committed by undocumented immigrants. I'm Suzanne Potter.
The U.S. Senate passed the so-called Gang of Eight Comprehensive Immigration Reform Bill in 2013, but it has stalled in the House of Representatives. While there's broad agreement in the need to repair the nation's crumbling infrastructure, some are concerned about President Trump's proposal calling for public-private partnerships to pay for the work. Eric Galatis has our report.
During his address to Congress on Tuesday, President Donald Trump called for $1 trillion in public and private investment to rebuild the nation's roads and bridges, noting the $6 trillion spent fighting wars in the Middle East could have easily rebuilt America two or three times over. Former Labor Secretary Robert Reich says Trump's plan to lure investors with tax credits would be a huge giveaway for wealthy developers, but agrees that there's a big need for more and better infrastructure for the public.
And the only way we get that is if corporations and the wealthy pay their fair share of taxes. We'd be turning over public roads and bridges to private corporations who will charge us expensive tolls.
He says tolls would likely be set by private companies to provide the kinds of returns expected by Wall Street. And he notes infrastructure in rural areas might not get fixed at all if the project isn't seen as profitable. Some Republican leaders, including Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, are also wary of Trump's plans to finance the effort.
Reich says essentially the public would end up paying twice, first by subsidizing developers and investors with tax dollars, and again by paying tolls and user fees. President Obama's proposal to tap private investors to pay for infrastructure projects also was opposed by Republicans in Congress during his years in office. Labor, consumer, and good government groups are asking the state of New York to appeal a decision throwing out rules for payroll debit cards. Andrea Sears explains.
About 13,000 businesses employing some 200,000 workers in New York pay those workers with debit cards. But some of those cards charge so many fees that workers can end up getting less than minimum wage. The State Department of Labor issued rules to protect workers from exploitation, but those rules have been overturned by New York's Industrial Board of Appeals. Andy Morrison with the New Economy Project says that decision needs to be challenged.
We're calling on New York State to stand firmly behind these strongest in the nation rules. The Department of Labor will have the opportunity to appeal, and workers are counting on them to do so.
The IBA says the rules, which were scheduled to go into effect next week, were overturned because regulation of financial services products is outside the scope of labor law.
And finally, Mona Shan tells us no matter which way you cast your vote, the level of emotion surrounding President Trump's first several weeks in office is undeniable, and that has mental health professionals concerned.
With executive orders, contested confirmations, and alternative facts now part of the daily vocabulary, clinical psychologist Todd Favorite, who heads up the University of Michigan Psychological Clinic, says you'd have to go far back in the nation's history to find a time so many people in the general public were experiencing this consistent level of stress over American politics.
So if you're having a hard time in relationships, or you're overly worried, or you're irritable all the time, or you're not able to do your work, those would be our markers for where this is over the bounds of good function.
Some mental health professionals are calling the current heightened stress and anxiety levels post-election stress disorder. One California doctor says he's seen a sharp increase in alarmingly high blood pressure. For that, he's coined the phrase Trumper tension. I'm Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported, and online at publicnewsservice.org.